split testing, A-B split testing, running multiple webinars to find out what is the best time of day. Should you include the price? At what point do you introduce the CTA? At what slide are people falling off at?
Welcome to the Coaching Inc. podcast, the only podcast dedicated to helping coaches and consultants start and scale their coaching business. This is the No Fluff Zone. If you're ready to grow your client list, work from anywhere, and reach true financial freedom, stand by, because the show begins right now.
Bam!
Here's your host, Tom Kroll.
Bam! Let's talk about webinars. I just had a call with a client, and I want to share with you some insights of how you can get webinars to be more effective, because there's a lot of people who are going down this road of webinars and they're doing them completely incorrectly. They have the wrong framework and they're just not getting results. So let's talk about my clients who are getting results with webinars and what are they doing and what are they doing differently? And let's do that right now so you can go back to your webinar and start producing a lot of revenue from it using some basic techniques and ideas and philosophies around your webinar. And this way you and your team will make more money, be more at peace, and you can help more people and make more sales, create a scalable business. Let's get into it. So webinars. What is a webinar? First of all, in case you don't know, a webinar just is like a small mini presentation that you drive people to a presentation online, and then you schedule a webinar, and there's all sorts of webinars. You can do them live. You can do them evergreen, which means you do one, you record it, and then it just replays every 2 hours or whatever. Sometimes you could do a webinar that starts immediately so people could just go and watch it. Other times they have to schedule a time. So there's a lot of options, but a webinar is basically like a mini online presentation. And here is what to know about webinars. So let's start at 50,000 feet and then we'll drive into the details. The first thing to know about a webinar is a webinar is only 1% done when you finish writing the webinar. Now, this is opposite than what most people teach. What most people teach is they put in all this time and energy into picking the perfect slides, picking the best bullet points, and building this whole story in an arc of a webinar. And what you really find is that the webinar is not even close to being finished the day you finish the webinar. Meaning when it's all compiled and complete with the slides and the bullet points, you're just at the starting gate. It hasn't even begun yet. And here's the reason why. It's everything that happens after the webinar. So what do I mean by that? A webinar, there are all sorts of things that you have to do. So for instance, when you are running through your webinar, you need to have data. You need to have metrics or KPIs, key performance indicators. You need to know things like, at what slide do people fall off the webinar, right? Like which slide pops up? Maybe it's your fifth slide and then all of a sudden like half the people leave the webinar. You need to change that slide. You need to update that slide or eliminate it. You need to test things on your webinar like when should you introduce the price or should you introduce the price of your whatever your product or program is, right? Is it something that you should even talk about? If you include a price, you will get fewer leads, but they will be higher quality. So if you don't have a salesperson or if you're doing your sales yourself, sometimes that's a really great way to do that. If you don't include the price, you'll have more leads, but they won't be, their conversion rate obviously will be lower. So there's the question of if you should talk about the price. There's also the question of when to introduce the CTA into the webinar. The CTA is your call to action. So at what point in the webinar do you give people the link to apply to your program or whatever it is that you're selling them? If you give it too early, then that's going to cause some issues. Like people are going to leave the webinar and book a call with you, but they won't really be what's called indoctrinated. So they don't really understand what it is exactly that you do. If you put the CTA too far at the end of the webinar, by the time most people have fallen off, then you will have a higher quality indoctrination, people who really understand what you do, but there will be fewer of them. So you have to split test all of this. And that's one of the biggest things. Split testing, A-B split testing, running multiple webinars to find out what is the best time of day. Should you include the price? At what point do you introduce a CTA? At what slide are people falling off at? What is the overall length of the webinar? Should it be 20 minutes? Should it be 45 minutes? Should it be an hour with a Q&A at the end? Should there even be a Q&A at the end? These are the sorts of things that you're going to have to start split testing. And the best way to do that is by doing webinars constantly so that you're making changes and tweaks in the webinar in high volume, meaning you're driving a lot of people to the webinar and then you're making these changes. So I really want to encourage you to look at your webinars differently. One of the other things that I learned early on, and this is something that Russell Brunson talks about from ClickFunnels. One of the things that Russell Brunson talks about is this too, but something to look at is what sort of webinar are you doing? Are you doing a lot of information or are you giving it all away like a teaching webinar? Are you sitting through a webinar teaching people how to do that? What I have found through what my clients do that works really effectively is something called future pacing. Future pacing just means that you kind of keep your webinar at 50,000 feet and you talk about how great their life is going to be after they implement these things. And you give them some tips and tricks and strategies and a lot of social proof and stories about your other successful clients. And that's sort of a webinar that tends to do the best. So if you are going to make a decision to do a webinar, here's what I would suggest. First of all, understand that a webinar is a long process that is going to take a lot of work, a lot of energy, and a lot of focus. It can work really, really well, but it's going to take you a lot of time. Also, I would suggest not spending money on a consultant to build out your webinar for you. No one knows your audience and your product or your service as well as you do. Save your money there. Write the webinar yourself. There are so many easy programs to write webinars that will, you just pick slides and you plug in your text and your pictures. So really simple to do. And test, test, test. A/B split testing on every single little decision, the color, the font, the color, the font, the length of time, when to introduce price, when to introduce a call to action and tell people to reach out, and what type of webinar you do, whether it's a lot of information and details or how-to webinar, or if it's a future pacing webinar, how great your life is going to look after you do it. Look at these things, decide what you think is best, and then create two versions and drive traffic to this webinar all the time. The first art of the webinar is actually getting people to watch it. So try to dial in your talking points and learn your talking points to get people actually watch that webinar. I just saw, and I actually attended one of my clients' webinars, and it was really phenomenal, but it took him a very, very long time, especially with him because he has a boring topic in business. And it took him a long time to dial it in, but he was phenomenal at it. And now they're converting at a much higher rate. So just understand a webinar is a journey. I would encourage you to do it, but it's a journey. Be ready to make a big commitment. It's like getting a puppy, right? So all the excitement and research of picking the best breed or whether you're going to save a mutt from the pound or whatever you're going to do, all of that exciting, fun stuff, that's 1%. The real work starts that evening when you put the puppy in the crate and it's crying all night, keeping up the whole household. And then they poop in the crate and then the kids are late for school. That's the real work. So that's what you're getting into with a webinar. I love webinars. I've used them before. My clients use them all the time. Definitely use them, but make sure you pay attention to where the work is really put in. And the majority of work is after it's done. So it's when it's done, it's 1%. I hope that helps you on your journey. Take a look at your webinar and start split testing different parts of it today. And I hope you have a great adventure. All right, I'll see you on the next episode.
Coaches, it's time to take massive imperfect action. Go right now to coachinginc.com to schedule a clarity call with us so we can help you take your business to brand new heights. That website again is coachinginc.com. So head over there now and we'll see you on the next episode of Coaching Inc.